For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The death toll has increased in Northern California's Camp Fire. The remains of 8 more people have been found, bringing the total to 56. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
All 8 of those human remains were found in the Paradise area. 6 were found inside structures. 2 were found outside of structures.
The fire is now 35% contained. 3 have died in Southern California's Woolsey Fire, which is 52% contained. Governor Jerry Brown on the reasons for the increasing number of catastrophic fires.
It's not one thing. It's how people live, it's where they live, and it's the changing climate, the drought. And the truth is, and I don't want to be giving any happy time news, we're going to have more difficulties.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The first of the Central American migrants have made it to Tijuana, just south of the U.S. border. Defense Secretary James Mattis was at the southern border to visit troops sent to help stop illegal crossings. Mattis said troops right now are focusing on building fences.
With what we've been asked to do so far, probably within a week to 10 days, we'll have done what's needed. Now, there, of course, it's a dynamic situation. There'll be new requests coming in.
And that could include moving troops around as the caravans change course. Robert Bailey of New York City has claimed his share of the $678 million Powerball jackpot.
I haven't been to Las Vegas in a while. I would like to go there and visit Las Vegas. Or I might go to the Bahamas where it's almost winter here. I might go to the islands.
Bailey opted for the lump sum payment of $125 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Another government report shows inflation is on the rise. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department report showing U.S. consumer prices posted a higher increase in October than they have in the previous 9 months. The consumer price index rising by 0.3% last month, gains that came amid an increase in the cost of gasoline and rent, signs of steady inflation that will likely keep the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates again next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republicans in the House elected Congressman Kevin McCarthy as their new leader, while Senate leaders kept their posts for the new Congress. The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. Republicans will be the minority in the House for the first time since 2011. As expected, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip. House Democrats will elect their nominee to serve as Speaker and other top leadership positions when they officially take the majority later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.